Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Monday, August 8th, 2016, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I hope you guys had a nice weekend, a relaxing weekend. We're off and running this Monday. Now, if you needed to take a little break from the Olympic brouhaha, maybe you turned on a little bit of baseball. And if you turned on some baseball, you saw that Ichiro Suzuki got his 3,000th hit. That's pretty good, considering he didn't start playing in the major leagues in this country until he was 27 years old. That was back in 2001 for the Seattle Mariners. Now, there are some people saying you can't take his old stats from playing professionally in Japan and add them to these stats, and I kind of agree with that. But still, regardless, nonetheless, he's averaged like 200 hits a season. And even if you're not a baseball fan, that's a lot. There are 162 games in the season, and he got 200 hits a season on average. So over a hit a game. So finally gets that number 3,000. It was a triple. He's the first person since Paul Molitor to do that, to get his 3,000 hit be a triple. And pretty cool. Pretty cool for him. Cool for Japan. Cool for this country. It's cool for baseball. So that's our sports spiel for the day. Let's get into today's headlines first. The International Olympic Committee president delivered a 15-minute One World Government speech at the opening ceremony in Rio de Janeiro. But that's okay. That's okay, because according to Nielsen, nobody saw it. Nobody saw it. Also, the Hillary Clinton campaign has decided not to seek the endorsement from our nation's largest police union. Once again, showing that Democrats have a disdain for law enforcement. And coming up later on today's show, we're going to speak with fellow radio host Todd Huff, an Indiana native, to get his take on Mike Pence. All that, plus, is Black Lives Matter starting to shy away from Hillary? Is Ohio Governor John Kasich ready to endorse Donald Trump? And a new survey lists the nation's 10 worst drivers by state. Number one was no surprise to me. We'll go over that. Plus, we have two new polls to discuss. We have a lot to get to on today's show. So hang in there. Remember to check out the old episodes of the show on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
This Monday edition of the Rhino Report, as what generally happens when I'm speaking, people say I say too many words and they gotta cut me off, so the radio did it for me this time. No big deal there. But we didn't get to start the show off, the week off, the same way we always do, with our Pledge of Allegiance, so we'll do that right now. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I also have to do some shameless plugging. You have to go to rhinoreport.com. We have a new article up there by Robert. Really, really good article. Take a look at it. We just posted it this morning. And if you want to write an article for the show or for the website, you can do that. Send me your article. Try to make it 400 words or better if you can. And send it to rhino R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air. And remember to check out the old episodes. They're all there. Last week, just got a ton of hits. Now, last week, we did some recorded shows, so we played a little fast and loose, a lot of talk time. It was a lot of fun. But you can find those episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. And you can also hear the show on K98Talk.com at 11 p.m. every single night, Eastern Time, and live on Red Nation Rising Radio. If you maybe you're listening there right now, maybe you're listening on crntalk.com, wherever you're listening, we're always here. We're always here. You can't avoid us. Now, this weekend was all about the Olympics, right? All about the Olympics. We had the opening ceremonies on Friday, and nobody watched it. Nobody watched it. Really, really bad ratings. And they're marching these countries in, right? And this thing takes like 5 hours to happen. Because each country marches in, and I get they're very proud, and some countries have like one athlete, some have like two athletes. It's a little better than in the Winter Olympics where you have like skiers from the Virgin Islands. Like, where are they practicing? Where are they practicing skiing? But some of the sports to me, not really sports, more like games. You know, it's kind of like the Parker Brothers games. Some of this stuff doesn't really interest me. I did see that crash, that female bicyclist that was going down the hill, and she went face first into a wooden curb. Wooden curb. Yeah, because in Brazil they have wooden curbs. I'm not sure. We don't have that here in New York. Maybe you guys have it. I have never seen one before. It's like a railroad tie. That was all right to watch, but then NBC didn't show it again. You had to watch it live. God forbid you got up to get some chips and dip, and you missed this. You missed it. They didn't show it again. And then I'm watching the cycling, and everything is in meters. It's all metric. Now, this is an NBC broadcast here in this country. They're not broadcasting to the entire world. They have their affiliates in other countries that can broadcast the Olympics. Everything's in meters. It's all metric. I don't know. I'm an American. Give me miles. Give me miles, inches, feet, degrees, you know, Fahrenheit. I don't need this metric stuff. But I'm watching these teams walk in. And I thought it was significant. I thought it was significant when we saw the Mexican team walk in. And that's very significant because it marks the first time Mexicans have ever traveled south, right? So there you go. That was significant. Also, some of these things. Okay, if you can do your sport while eating a cheeseburger and smoking a cigar, it's not a sport. It's not a sport. These the rifle contests. Some of these quote-unquote athletes, they're like 300 pounds on the hoof. These are not Olympic athletes. We won, I think, a gold medal in 10-meter air rifle. 10-meter air rifle? I was shooting squirrels from 100 yards away when I was 12 years old. 10-meter air rifle? Really? I mean, congratulations, I guess, and good for us. But that's a sport? That's a sport? I don't know. What's up today? I think today we have, like, competitive stamp collecting, synchronized Parcheesi, and the lawn darts semifinal. I think that's all coming up today. I mean, these are just a nightmare. They're a disaster to watch. And no one's watching them. No one's watching them. On that first opening ceremony, you saw, first of all, the refugee Olympic team. I don't know what country that is. Is that us? Is that Germany? Where is that? Who's the refugee Olympic team? They gave us some story about some girl who pushed a boat for 3 hours. You know, all good human interest stuff, I guess. But the IOC, they talked about... The president talked about this kind of like this Olympic world, this Olympic community where we're all the same and there's no differences. Well, that's what makes a country a country. That's what makes us all different, is that we have different cultures. We're all part of our little fabric, each person in this country, just as a person in Morocco is, or a person in England, or a person in India. Wherever you are, you're a part of that little fabric. And it's the differences in our countries that make our world so unique. And it makes it fun to travel places and see different things. To come in with this, we're all the same thing. Why do we have to listen to this like 15-minute diatribe about a one-world government? That's about what it wound up sounding like to me. That's about what it wound up sounding like. Now, on the first night of competition, there were only 20.7 million viewers on NBC. That ranked seventh. London in 2012 had 28.7 million. So far beyond, that's like 28% drop from 2012. Now NBC is saying, well, people watch, they watch differently. They have iPads and iPhones and whatever else, and they watch them streaming. and they recorded something like 155 million live minutes of streaming coverage. But people don't watch for 3 or 4 hours on their phone. They don't do it. That might have been a few million people who watched for 20 minutes. That might have been what it was. So they're coming up with all sorts of excuses. At the end of the day, it's just not that rah-rah. It's not the way it used to be. Not the way it used to be. What are there, 10,000 athletes? I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And you got these 300-pound guys walking out. They're Olympic athletes. I guess I'm an Olympic athlete. Who's not an Olympic athlete anymore? That's what I'd like to know. I don't know. Beach volleyball? All right. All right. I can get into that as long as it's the women. The men, I do not need to see running around in Speedos. Don't need to see that. The women are okay, though. I think our women's team is competing tonight or something for, I don't know, quarterfinal, semifinal. Who knows? Who knows anymore? Michael Phelps got like his 200th medal or whatever that is. That shows you how competitive swimming is. What else do we got? Oh, I guess our gymnastics team is doing okay. Did you see that one guy? I forget what country he was from, but he like broke his leg and it was like all contorted and distorted. I mean, I don't know. But nothing was better than seeing that one biker crash. I mean, she hit hard. She was coming down that hill like 50 miles an hour and she went face first into this curb, and they didn't show it again. You couldn't find it. Didn't see it again. At the end of the race, the American was out front, and she lost it with like 200 meters or yards or centimeters or whatever it is to go. That was unfortunate. It would have been nice to see an American get a gold medal there, but hey. So we're watching the Olympics, and I guess it takes our attention a little bit off of the political climate. Hillary Clinton took a few days off. She didn't campaign yesterday, but she's back on the trail doing her thing. We've all seen this picture, right? This picture of her trying to climb up stairs. There were like six steps. And she has like four people holding on to her getting upstairs. And then she was making a speech, and she got heckled a little bit. And I guess it was a bodyguard or a caretaker or somebody kind of whispered in her ear, it's okay, keep going, no big deal. She's been doing this for 20 years, 25 years, public speaking. She gets heckled. You know how to deal with it. Something's wrong. Something's a little wrong. But I think there are a lot of things wrong with her campaign. So yeah, if you're watching tonight at the Olympics, I guess good for you. The ratings just not there. They're just not there. The opening ceremony was down 35% from London. People aren't watching. They're just not that engaged. Not that engaged anymore. We have a lot to get to today, so we're not going to spend the whole time on the Olympics. But Rio, what you're not seeing is a lot of different, problems that are happening in Rio. There was a bullet that tore through a tent during the equestrian events. Someone got shot in the head. There's a lot of things going on that you're not seeing. You're not seeing on NBC. And we're going to talk about that plus a little more when we get back here on the Rhino Report.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The Rhino Report. We're talking about the Olympics. We're just gonna kind of wind it up here because we have 2 weeks to talk about this stuff, but it's the first time we get a chance to speak about it after it began because of the weekend and the whole thing. Now, there are some problems, and you're not hearing about them because there's a gag order on just about everybody. Nobody can tweet bad pictures. They can't say bad things about Rio. It's supposed to be this big tourism boost for that area. They tell you how beautiful it is. Ipanema and Copacabana and these different beaches and how nice the venues are. I mean, color scheme wise, not for me. But so the police had to shoot one guy. There was a guy who was mugging people outside of one of the stadiums, the Maracana Stadium, and the police officer showed up, and to prevent him from mugging more people, they shot him in the head. All right. There was a 51-year-old woman who was attacked by armed muggers. She tried to get away. She was shot in the head. And then there was a tent set up for the equestrian events at a military base in right outside of Rio there. And a bullet tore through the tent and just about hit one of the coaches from New Zealand. So maybe the events here, like dodging bullets, maybe that's the event we should be watching. But you're not hearing about this. Maybe some of the websites out there are sort of covering it, but you'll never, ever see it on NBC, barring some major, major disruption or disaster. And even then, they would just switch to show you the Parcheesi event or whatever it is they think we should see. So I guess, watch it if that's your thing. Not quite for me, but it's news. It's newsworthy, so we'll talk about it. Really quickly, let's talk about John Kasich. Now, John Kasich, he is kind of saying that maybe he might think about endorsing Donald Trump. He has to think about it a little bit. He wasn't ready. You know, we've seen this, three times now already? Paul Ryan wasn't ready to endorse Donald Trump, and then he finally did. And then Donald Trump didn't want to endorse Paul Ryan, and then he finally did, much to the chagrin of a lot of Trump supporters. And now John Kasich sort of doubling back, saying, well, maybe, if the time is right, or if I feel like I can agree with him on something. But he says, even with his endorsement, that Ohio will not be an easy win for Trump. He feels Trump is divisive, and he's dividing Ohio. He's dividing the Rust Belt. We can talk a little bit about that with Todd Huff in the next segment when we speak to him about the Rust Belt. He is in Indiana. But John Kasich, I'm not sure that endorsement would have ensured Ohio anyway. He's a popular governor, but for a lot of other reasons besides his governing ability. Okay. The endorsement from Kasich would be nice because it would sort of tie in that establishment wing of the party, but Trump has already sort of tied himself to that by endorsing Ayotte, by endorsing McCain, by endorsing Paul Ryan, who still may lose his primary. McCain and Paul Ryan still may lose their primaries, even with the Trump endorsement. Now, John Kasich, he sort of has this air about him, this aura about him. And I'm not quite sure where that comes from. Is it his time in the political arena? Is it because he's a sitting governor? I'm not sure. He was sort of an afterthought. Even when he was the only one left in the race, or I guess him and Ted Cruz, of course, still never really given a serious, serious look. So I don't know that his endorsement carries a ton of star power. Now, Bernie Sanders' endorsement of Hillary Clinton, that carries star power. Bernie became a star of that movement. He has since abandoned it. He's doing the early bird, whatever he's doing now. He's no longer really that big star he was, which is a little surprising to me. I didn't think he would abandon it, but he did. Now, I don't know if John Kasich carries that power. I don't really think so. I don't know that there anybody in the Republican ranks has that power either. I don't know that Paul Ryan has that power. I don't really think so. Mitt Romney definitely does not. Boehner never really did. McConnell. There is no real big star in the Republican side to give Trump that boost. Like, okay, finally. Finally, Trump got this guy's endorsement, and now we can really begin this. You still have the elite, right? The elite establishment that will not come down. They don't want to give money to Trump. They don't want anything to do with him. Even if he got the Ted Cruz endorsement, even if he got the John Kasich endorsement, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't really matter. Now, Marco Rubio might have had that star power. You know, he acted a little whiny for a little while there. He might have lost some of that star power. But at least he had a little bit of it. Donald Trump has to do this on his own. He's got to do it on his own. He can't abandon the movement he started, much in the way that Bernie had abandoned his movement. And Donald Trump giving his endorsement to guys like Paul Ryan and John McCain, that sort of is abandoning the movement. Now, is that hopefully because he wants to gain more party support? He already has almost 90% of party support. Is he pandering to the 10%, the extra 10%, which you'll never get? No one has ever had 100% of their party's endorsement. So he needs to think about this. These 2 weeks that the Olympics are on, it may be a good time for a reset. We'll be back with Todd Huff after the break. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
Traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary, and the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning, and jazz every night, and it's all so affordable. That's what makes Columbo special, and they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC's Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. We are joined now. We're joined now by Todd Huff, host of Todd Huff Radio, The Antidote to Liberalism, which is heard on Red Nation Rising Radio. Also, Todd is an entrepreneur, an all-around good guy, and a Hoosier. Hey, Todd, thanks for being here today.
Rhino, thanks for having me, buddy. And thanks for that intro, by the way.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm a big fan of your show. You know that. I filled in for your show a couple weeks ago. Had a lot of fun with your listeners. But I got a big question for you. Big question here.
Mm-hmm.
Who is more boring, Mike Pence or Tim Kaine?
Well, that's a great question. I'd have to say, that's a toss-up. But on the campaign trail, I think it's Tim Kaine. Look, I think Pence, and he's been my governor here since, for 4 years now. He does okay campaigning. He's not the most excitable guy, but he's not a Tim Kaine. I'll say that. That guy is about as boring as they come. I mean, he's no sexy Martin O'Malley, that's for sure.
You know, it's going to be like watching paint dry, this vice presidential debate. It's going to be terrible. Absolutely terrible, but we're all going to
exactly
watch it.
Right.
So what are some good things, besides, you know, maybe being a little boring, whatever, what are some good things about Mike Pence that we can look forward to? Because you matched him up now with a New Yorker, which, you know, you have Loud and Brash on one side, and, you know, what can Pence do for this ticket?
You know what, that's, honestly, when I first heard that Trump was considering him, I was a little taken aback, to be quite honest, because, you know, Indiana's a traditionally conservative state, or at least typically votes Republican, other than 2008 when we made that big mistake and voted for Obama here. But I think he's a principled conservative. He's a genuinely authentic Christian guy. I've had the good pleasure of meeting Governor Pence on a couple of occasions, and I've always been impressed with the type of person he is. But I got to tell you, on the flip side, the thing that concerns me and a lot of conservatives in this state, I don't know that he was going to win re-election here, by the way, which is saying something for a sitting governor here in my state. But he lacks a lot of that fire and drive. He lacks a lot of that. He doesn't have that desire to fight that I think has been missing from the conservative movement for quite some time. Which, of course, Trump has taken care of. By the way, no question about that.
Plenty of fire and drive. Plenty of fire and drive.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I think, as far as they do complement each other, I think he can reach out to some social conservatives, those that have a movement, folks that are concerned about Trump. I think that he might be able to reach them. But look, he's not a perfect, you know. I don't mean this any disrespect. He's just not a. There's problems with him as well, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Sure. Now, you mentioned that maybe he was potentially not going to win his reelection in Indiana. Now, anecdotally, do you think that Indiana was in jeopardy to go blue in this November's election?
I don't think it is, although I've seen a lot of these predictions moving Indiana from solid red to likely red. Mm-hmm. Another thing to watch in my state is we have one Democrat senator who I've named Jihadi Joe Donnelly because of his support for the stupid Iran deal. And we have one sitting Republican senator who's retiring, and his seat is now going to be going up for election between a newcomer named Todd Young, who's been in the House, but he's not run on this level before. And then the Democrat is going to be Evan Bayh, who he's painted as this moderate, he's painted as this kind of, you know, thoughtful, middle-of-the-road Democrat. Of course, he votes with all the Democrats on his leftist policies and so forth, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, we may walk out of this election, Rhino, with a Democrat governor, a Democrat, and a new Democrat senator. So we could have two Democrat senators and a Democrat governor, which is candidly a little bit disappointing for the Hoosier state.
Yeah. Do you think that this is throughout the Rust Belt, that Trump isn't resonating and that Mike Pence hasn't really helped that? Or is this just it's that kind of year like we saw after George W. Bush's reelection, where so many states started going blue and local legislatures and local houses? Or is this systematic throughout the Rust Belt, or is it just kind of like that time?
Well, I think that's a great question, and ultimately, I don't know the answer to that. I do think that Trump has resonated here. In fact, if you remember, and I know you do, Indiana was that state where if Cruz won, this thing was going to continue on, and we were going to be talking about open convention, brokered convention, what have you. And then, of course, Cruz kind of got his butt kicked here. And I think I think they're ready to get on board with Trump. But like anyone else, I think there's a lot of question marks. I think that there's still, you know, folks are not completely behind Donald Trump. He'll say or do something that they don't like or agree with, and they think sometimes there's another alternative, but the reality is there is not. It's Hillary Clinton or there's Donald Trump, and that to me is a stark contrast, and it should be an easy choice for Republicans and conservatives to make. So that's what I'm hoping, is that as we get closer to this, folks are going to begin to wake up to that realization.
Do you think Ted Cruz lost it with the basketball ring? Was that where he lost it, or was it Trump marching out Bobby Knight? Where did it go south for Ted Cruz?
Yeah, I think I don't know at that point in time that the Cruz mistake it did catch some folks' ears, and of course it made for some good sound bites. I don't know how big of a difference that really made. I just think the folks have had enough here. In the Midwest, you know, just average American families, you know, they're tired of seeing the economic situation as it is. They're tired of seeing stupid things go on, like $400 million in exchange for prisoners and Iran nuke deals, and saying that terrorism is not committed by Islamic extremism and so forth. I think we've had enough of that, and that's what I think ultimately has tipped the needle for Trump, at least in the primary. And then, of course, I think in the general, now that we're in that campaign season, I just think folks are not. We're not seeing the negatives of Hillary because the media doesn't cover them. They keep her hidden. They continue to put these narratives out about Trump. And, you know, he doesn't help himself in some situations. But I think the bottom line is there's a long way to go. You know, there's a long way to go and a lot of campaigning left to do. So I have hope that this is still going to turn out as a Trump victory in November.
Sure. You know, I think if Ted Cruz was the candidate, We have our red states, our blue states. You have three states up for grabs. It's the same as every other year. You know, at least Trump may put some other states in play, and he may take some states out of play. But that's what keeps us in business, right, Todd?
That's exactly right.
The banter. Right. All right. Thanks a lot, man. We're going to talk to you again really soon. Guys, when we come back, we're going to talk about some polls here on the Rhino Report.
So if you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, that was cool. Todd Huff joining us for that last segment. There you have it. You have a New Yorker and me and a Hoosier and Todd. So there's your ticket. There's your ticket going forward. Now, I'm not sure how representative we are of each candidate, but I guess that it's something to talk about. Remember to check out his show, too, Todd Huff Radio, The Antidote to Liberalism. It's on Red Nation Rising Radio, and it's also on podcast and iTunes and iHeartRadio, all over the place, too. Great show. Great show. We had a lot of fun filling in for Todd last week, so... All right, let's move on. Let's talk about Clinton and what her strategy is. Besides her strategy for trying to climb stairs, besides that strategy, what is her strategy? Because we're seeing now that she has declined to seek the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police, which is the largest police union in this country, 335,000 members. Now, if you go by the ratio that every single cop is probably three votes between their spouses, their children, grandparents, parents, whatever it may be, when a police officer says to their family, you know what, I think A candidate, A or B, I think A is going to keep me safe and make sure I come home every night, or at least do their best to make sure that happens, the family says, you know what, regardless of our political persuasion, they'll vote for whoever that officer thinks may be the better choice for them. So usually you'll wind up getting about three votes, something in that area. Some people just can't put their politics aside, so the whole family just won't vote in the same direction. But most can. So you're talking about just over 1 million votes. Just over 1 million votes. Apparently, Hillary does not think 1 million votes will sway this election. She thinks she has a much bigger lead than that. Now, in 2012, Barack Obama got about 65 million total votes. Romney got about 60 million total votes. So in that case, that 1 million may not have swayed that election, depending, of course, upon which states they were in and the Electoral College and the whole thing. But Hillary doesn't think it's important. Because Obama didn't really see it as being important. This is kind of cozying up to him again. Now, the police union, the Fraternal Order of Police, they didn't endorse anybody in 2012. But in 2000, 2004, and 2008, they endorsed Republicans. That doesn't mean local unions will follow suit, and like the PBA in New York City, or wherever it is, Sheriff's Officers Association, wherever you are, doesn't mean they'll follow suit. This is just the parent. This is not like AFL-CIO or SEIU, where they now dictate to the other locals who they have to endorse. The police union is a little bit different in that regard. But Hillary thinks it's not important. Not important, she did not submit her paperwork. Donald Trump did. There was a deadline, they missed it, and... from the Hillary campaign, they said, as she said from the beginning on her campaign across the country, police officers are out there every day inspiring trust and confidence, honorably doing their duty, putting themselves on the line to save lives. Yeah, they think that, they say that, but they don't really mean it. Because if they really meant it, they would go and try to seek this endorsement. This is a big endorsement. The police community, the law enforcement community, whatever you may be, probation, corrections, police officer, court officer, whatever you may be, it's a big family. It's a big family. She just snubbed the family. Not a very good move. Not a good move. The police union probably would have gone with Trump anyway. But at least she could have made the attempt. Could have made the attempt. Okay, she's going to divide herself from law enforcement. Once again, showing that Donald Trump, in this instance, is the law enforcement option. He's the law and order candidate, which he was saying throughout his whole convention. And then beyond that, Hillary Clinton, she seems to want to side with this sort of anti-law enforcement Black Lives Matter movement, right? That's the way it's going. They're advising her campaign. They're all buddy-buddy. Well, maybe they're not quite as buddy-buddy as everybody thinks. Alicia Garza, co-founder of Black Lives Matter, she didn't have some very nice words to say about Hillary Clinton when she was talking to Bloomberg Businessweek just a couple of days ago. She was talking about when Bill Clinton got heckled. When he got heckled and he said, "You are defending the people who kill the lives you say matter." I think that was in Virginia a couple of months ago. And she said, "I was angry for about a month about that. It's reprehensible for him to defend the impacts of his policies have on our community. The Clintons use black people for votes, but then don't do anything for black communities after they're elected. They use us for photo ops." That's what the co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement said about the Clintons and said about Democrats. She says, "We're not indebted to or endeared to the Democratic Party." So are they starting to push themselves away too? And how can Donald Trump capitalize on something like this? It almost sounds like they're looking for somebody else to really endorse. Now, I don't know that Trump supporters really want the endorsement of Black Lives Matter. I don't think Donald Trump would ever get the endorsement of Black Lives Matter for that matter. But it sounds like there are people in the black community who are looking for another option. Did they see Hillary's America? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe Donald Trump should do what he did before Iowa, when he rented out the movie theater and played 13 hours for free for everybody. Maybe he should do that with Hillary's America. Maybe he needs to have better surrogates going into these communities and saying, look, there is another option. You don't have to vote Democrat. You don't have to do it. They haven't helped you. And here you have the co-founder of Black Lives Matter saying the same thing. So Hillary has separated herself from law enforcement, as Black Lives Matter is now trying to separate themselves from her, possibly. Don't let these polls fool you. Hillary Clinton got a nice bounce. She got a nice bounce from her convention. And she kind of squashed down a little bit of what Donald Trump had going on. But she is not 10 points ahead. Not 10 points ahead. We're going to talk about a couple polls plus the 10 states you don't want to drive in when we come back.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system, and we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Money is a big part of our lives. You know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of our Monday show here on the Rhino Report. Now, this Alicia Garza, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, said in an interview with Bloomberg that she's tired of her back being the path to the White House, finally recognizing that Democrats are just using them for their votes. And she says it right here. She says that they use black people for votes and for photo ops, which I'm glad that they're realizing this. I am glad that they're realizing this. I don't think they're going to support Trump. I don't think Trump wants their support. But we're seeing people start to separate themselves from the Clintons, and the Clintons separate themselves from reputable unions like the Fraternal Order of Police. So, I don't think her numbers are real. This is a bump. It's all going to calm down after the Olympics. Then it's off and running. Off and running. Trump needs to get that commercial going, though. That commercial where Hillary Clinton is saying during her little rally there that she's going to raise taxes on the middle class, that has to be a commercial. And it has to run 500 times a day on every single TV station out there. It was a gaffe. She didn't mean to say it. I get that. But guess what? She said it. And she said it, and she smiled, and she pumped her fists, and everybody cheered. Take that 15-second soundbite, wrap it into a 30-second commercial, and air it all across this country between now and Election Day. That has to happen. I haven't seen it happen yet. These Twitter ads and these Instagram ads, they got to stop. Trump has to start spending some money. Got to start spending some money. She gift wrapped that for you. And he hasn't used it yet. So hopefully after the Olympics, that happens. Let's see. WAPO, ABC poll. Clinton has a 8-point edge, 50-42. When you add in the law firm of Johnson and Stein, still an 8-point edge there. Johnson has 8% in this poll. Stein at 4. Stein has not gotten any bump. No bump. Even from all these Bernie supporters who said they're going to now go for Stein. You know, I'm not sure what the sampling looks like. ABC and WAPO don't give you a good idea of their sampling. Pretty much has Hillary leading in every single category except just a couple. Just a couple. Trump with uneducated white people, which they love to say that in these polls. Trump leads with the uneducated white people. They love saying that, especially in these skewed polls. This poll was taken from last Monday until last Thursday, 1,002 adults. They're saying they have a plus or minus of 3.5. And of this 1,002 adults, only 815 were actually registered to vote. We have no breakdown here of Democrats versus Republicans or any kind of leanings. So it's hard to take those, you know, seriously. But with all the polls coming in, you know, together, all showing a little bump for Hillary, not unlikely. It's not. She probably does have a little bit of a lead right now, just a little bit of a lead. IBD poll. This is the Investors Business Daily. Never a very good poll for Trump. Clinton up here, 46-39. So he has a 7-point lead there. She has a 7-point lead there. Stein is stuck around 4%. Johnson here, I think, has like 9%. You know, they're not making the inroads they thought they were going to make. They're definitely not. So We'll keep on top of the polls. I'll give you some good ones when I see them with some good samplings. But for now, who do you think has the worst drivers in the country? Which state? Which state's the worst? Well, number 10, Nevada. They're number 10. Number 9, Texas. Number 8, Tennessee. Number 7, 7th worst, Vermont. 6 is Alabama. All right, roll tide. 5, Delaware. Delaware. 4, Delaware's hat, New Jersey. Okay, number 3 is Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Only 74% of drivers are insured in the state of Oklahoma. Mississippi, number 2. Number 2, they have the 5th highest number of deaths resulting from auto accidents in Mississippi. And number 1, the worst drivers in the union, drumroll please, the Sunshine State, Florida. Like there's any real big surprise there. All right, guys, that's it for today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.